as I said in the email, a very close relative of mine is having a very serious operation this morning. Ramesh, during the shiur, the operation is starting very, very soon. So we should all learn for Refuah Shleima for Miriam, Leah, Bat, Rezel, Dina. And our learning should be a merit for her Refuah. And it's all good. Be'ezrat Hashem. It should go well. Okay. It's always tricky year to year because we end up having these shiurim, like Nitzavim, Vayelech, Hazinu is always during Tshuva time, during Rosh Hashanah time. So, to be honest with you, I look back and say, what, did I do this last year? I'm not entirely sure, yes or no. So, I always struggle to find something new, and if it's repetitive, it's okay. We had to do Tshuva last year also. Today, I'm going to talk about an interesting, what?
Every year.
I'm going to talk about something I found in the Kli Yakar. We're going to look at the Kli Yakar in a couple of different instances through a series of psukim, and we're going to see how he weaves a kind of theme through Parashat Vayelech. We're in Nitzavim Vayelech. Okay, so we're going to do mostly Vayelech, because usually I would do Nitzavim, and Vayelech is the beginning of Parak Lamed Aleph. We're going to talk about the Kli Yakar talks about, he alludes to, and a number of different times, the notion of shalom and what it means to seek peace and the connection between tshuva and shalom. And on face value, it's obvious. Like there's a simple level that he alludes to, we'll see in a few minutes, the idea of shalom being between people. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in the middle of a fight with my neighbor and we never get along, how can I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, give me a good year if I don't really earn it, I don't deserve it. But there's a more metaphysical level of shalom as well that we will see in the Kli Yakar. So I saw you ran and got the one with the Kli Yakar, which is smart. It's good. But we'll do a bunch of the Mefarshim as well. Vayelech Moshe. Parak Lamed Aleph. Now, just so you should know, in order to understand Vayelech Moshe, the first pasuk, and the two parashiyot that we're going to read are Nitzavim Vayelech. So Moshe says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Pnei Hashem Lachem. You are, what is Nitzavim? Standing. You are standing. In Sabim, you're standing. So Moshe gives this whole speech, okay? And then this parak, it starts, and let's just look at the last pasuk. It's a little important to read the last pasuk of last week's parsha. You look back, go back one pasuk, or two pasukim. It's okay. Haidoti bachem hayom, amen, lamed yutet, lamed yutet. Haidoti bachem hayom, et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz, ha-chayim ha-mavet, natati yivanecha, ha-brachav ha-klala. This is really, okay. Chazal designed it well, you know what I'm saying? Life and death I place before you, bracha and klala, blessing and curse. Ubacharta bachayim, choose life. Leman tichye ata b'zarecha. Moshe says, you have the right, you have the choice. You want to keep the Torah or not keep the Torah? It's your choice, to make the right choice. La'avat Hashem alokecha, to love Hashem, lishmor b'kolo uledav kabo, to hear God's voice and to cling to God. Ki hu chayecha v'orach yamecha, it is your life and the length of your days. Lashevet al ha'adama, to dwell in the land that shenishba Hashem la'avotecha la'Abraham, li'Yitzchak u'li'Yakov la'tet lahem. Right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to give to them. End of speech. It's a long, long, it's unclear, meaning the whole Sefer Devarim is the speech, it's the end of the speech. Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave them the Tochacha, we heard the rebuke in Perakav Vav. It goes on, you're standing here, Moshe says, don't ignore it. He tells them the whole thing, and the speech is over. Next pasuk. Vayelech Moshe, vayedaber et hadvarim ha'ele el kol Yisrael. Moshe went, and he spoke these things to kol Yisrael. Vayomer aleihem, and he said to them, ben me'av esrim shana anochi hayom, la'uchal od latzeit v'lavo. I'm 120 years old today. Happy birthday. I cannot, la'uchal od, I am no longer able, latzeit v'lavo. To go out, and to come in. Vashem amar elai, and God said to me, lo tavor te yarden hazeh. You cannot pass over the Yarden. Shem alokecha hu over lefanecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, your God, he passes before you. Hu yashmin et hagoyim ha'elam lefanecha v'yivrishtam. He will destroy those nations and drive them out. Yehoshua, hu over lefanecha kasher diber Hashem. Yehoshua, he passes before you as God said. We're stuck. I want to focus on one specific question. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the parsha. One specific question. And then another textual question, and we'll hopefully learn the stuff that we're trying to learn from there. Vayelech Moshe. All the Mefarshim stop on that. And they ask a very, very fundamental question, which is, anybody? Where did he go?
He just He said,
"Lo'uchal od latzet velavo." Latzet means to go out and come in. That's the second question. What does he
where
mean
does
that
he
says?
Was he physically not capable? Like what?
What does it mean when he says, "Lo, I'm 120 years old today"? Lo'uchal od latzet velavo. I can't go. I can't go out. I can't come in. Okay. God said to me, you cannot pass over this Yarden. Very nice. Okay, so what is Moshe Rabbeinu, if you had to paraphrase what he's saying, that's what they're there for. Okay, if you had to paraphrase Moshe, what's he saying to them, in essence?
Can't do anymore.
And?
Found someone else.
No, they found somebody else.
I'm old?
No, that's not what he says. He's saying it in a very nice way.
I've done my job.
I'm dying.
That's exactly what he says. Not I'm dying.
I'm going to die.
When?
On
my way
120.
Out.
When?
Now.
Today.
Wow. He died on his birthday?
Yeah. You know, that's a very famous thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, right? Mm-hmm. And he died on Zayin Adar. So if he says today is my 120th birthday.
That's the week of marriage.
So
he knew when he was
going to
die.
Ah, so Rechayin asked. It's a great question. All these questions go together. How did he know? And there's a whole thing. Nobody knows when they're going to die. It's not the whole thing. How did he know? Maybe he's going to live 122.
I think
on the day he saw it when he went up to
you think
Shana
so?
Torah.
Yeah.
Some people.
Not
everybody.
Some people do know.
Really?
I know they call the family.
They feel it.
I could tell you a personal story, and I think you're right.
Yeah.
You sense.
She knew.
What?
Not always, but.
You get a sense.
He's got a direction.
Right.
And he knows that every man lives 120 years.
Halavai was going 120 years.
But he saw everything when he was given the Torah.
Oh, so he saw his own death. Yeah, that's cheating. Okay. So this Vayelech is very tricky. When he looked at the Torah and saw the end, so you know what I mean?
No, everything was clear.
That's always the question. Yeah, that's always a great question. Avraham Avinu knew the whole Torah. But if Avraham Avinu knew the whole Torah, then why didn't he look at the end and see what's going to happen in Sodom and Amorah and say, forget it? You know what I'm saying?
If he knew the whole Torah, then why does he get so upset with Amisrael? Because he knows that it's going to work out.
Well, this is another shiur entirely. Moshe Rabbeinu, the end of the Torah is always very, very depressing to me. Because the end of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, and a number of times, you're all going to mess up. It's going to be really bad. It's not that the Tochacha is if. It's when. It's going to be really bad. Bye. You know, like... Right, have a nice one.
You're on your own.
I'm sorry. That's what he says it at the end of... He says it at the very end of Parshat. I think it's... One second. Netzavim, maybe? Yeah, Parshat Netzavim. He says, we just read the end of it. I didn't go to the pasuk before that, in which he says, "He got it to Yom Ki Avot Tovedun. You're going to be lost. It's going to be bad." And at the end of Vayelech, he says, "Vanochi Aster Astai Astir Panaimayam. You're going to worship idols, and God's going to hide from you. All the things that happened." But really, I mean, can't you I want a Disney ending? Can't you just leave me off on a good note for let me feel good for 5 minutes? You know, but no, yeah.
I don't know. I read it. Choose life. You know, he's telling you it's like it's
going to
be hard and you're
going to
turn to this and you're going to do that. But remember where you come from. Remember what it was like.
No, he doesn't say choose life. He says choose life, but you won't.
Mm-hmm.
Do the right thing, but you're not going to. And you're going to be punished.
Maybe
bad.
One of those two.
Anyway. Okay, what's about Yelech Moshe? So there's a number of different that we have to deal with.
It says Hachayim v'hamavet. He sees all of life, like when people live and die.
Oh, well, he saw it. Okay, we'll see. I have an answer.
His
own death. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, it's not the same verb as what Satan put up.
Okay.
Right? And so, I'm just trying to think back. Like, Vayelach, I mean, it's used up, I think, what in the Torah, but I'm thinking, like, Lech Lecha was more of a journey.
Okay.
And I think Vayetze is more of a... It is more of a... Sort of coming in and out. Like, it's just...
An exit and entrance.
So, therefore, what?
Vayelach, to me, is more of like... It's more of a journey. It's more of a...
You're trying hard. Now, the reason why you're trying hard is the reason why all the Mefarshim try hard. I'm telling you what's bothering you. Where did he go? It's really strange. They're all standing there. Okay, what?
Why did he go when he just said that he can't go?
Well, he says, I can't go in, meaning I can't come. What does he mean? Let's look at Rashi. Lo uchal od latzeit v'lovo. And then, so in order to understand vayelech, let's see what vayuchal od. Because Rashi doesn't say what vayelech means.
He can't go into Israel. So.
You know, isn't it interesting? Vayelech Moshe. See the Rashi on vayelech Moshe? What does it say after that? Vegomer. What? Like, it's very strange. I don't know exactly what that means. Like, what's that Rashi trying to say? Anyway, Rashi on lo uchal od latzeit v'lovo. Rashi says, yachol shetashash kocho. You think, you might think, Tashash Kocho, he's weak. Lo uchal od latzeit v'lovo, I can't do it. Talmud lomar, lo kahata eino v'lo nas lecho. The Torah says specifically, Moshe Rabbeinu did not die like everybody else. He was as vigorous and as vibrant at his death as he was during his lifetime. Elamahu lo uchal. So what does it mean, lo uchal od latzeit v'lovo? Eini v'shai. I'm no longer permitted. Lo uchal, you know that famous thing, teacher, can I go to the bathroom?
No.
You can. You know the English? Nobody have that in English? You can, but you may not. Right? Yeah, thank you very much. So what is lo uchal? Is it I cannot? No, it's I may not. Why? Who took it away? It was taken away from me and given to Yehoshua. Davar acher. So meaning, lo uchal o latzeit v'lo, I want to lead you. Latzeit v'lavo, implication is to lead. Lavo lefanecha, Yoshua benun hu yavo lefanecha. Let's say to lavo to go out of this place to go into Eretz Yisrael, but I'm not allowed to. Devar acher, let's say to lavo. This is a sad thing about old age. Divrei Torah. What does it mean to go in and go out? And divrei Torah melamed shenistemu mimenu misorot umayinot hachachma. He lost his something like that. He lost the ma'inot, the wells of wisdom.
He's like, I don't have it. Because he's already started to move on to the next world. So
somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu had stopped him. Right. So what is Vayelech then? I cannot lead. Vayelochal od latzeit v'lo means I can't lead anymore. So what is Vayelech? So the Mefarshim, the Midrash is actually quite interesting. The Midrash doesn't give a good answer. What is Vayelech? Lehechan halach Moshe, and this is a homiletic, drush. Halach mitshuvot sheheshiv lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went from the answers that he answered from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning, Amar lefanav, Ribono shel olam, God, Bischar tza'ar shenitzta'arti im Yisrael, ata omer li lo ta'avor et ha-yarden hazeh. Meaning, in the end, what's Moshe going away from? What's he leaving from? He's still complaining that he can't enter into Eretz Yisrael. But so the Mefarshim say by Yelech Moshe that it somehow is an allusion to the fact that he still wants to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And I must say that I always see that as tragic. Also, it's a very sad thing that to the moment he died, and we see this in the Midrashim also in Vezod Habracha. Did we ever do that? Oh, we should do that. Very sad Midrash. Powerful. To the moment he died, he still hoped that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would change his mind and let him to Eretz Yisrael. He says, you know, maybe I'll stay here. God says, you know, what? I'm going to send the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to stay here. And then they're going to be like, well, we have to bring Korbanot. Where's Moshe? And Yehoshua will say, no, I'm in charge now. Thank you very much. Where's Moshe? He says, you can't. You cannot remain. So he says, well, I'll go into Eretz Yisrael, and I'll say, you know, no, talk to the boss, I'll be the Moshe Rabbeinu Emeritus, you know? And the Shem says to Moshe, you think they're going to look at Yehoshua if you're still around? The answer is obviously not. But this idea of a Yelech Moshe, he's still bitter somehow about, or still questioning the decision that he can't go into Eretz Yisrael. The only problem is that it's not a pshat in Vayelech. Meaning the Midrash says, "V'heichan halach Moshe halach mitshuvot sheheshiv lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Anybody have any idea what that means? He went from the answers that he answered before God.
He knew what the answer was.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but it's not. It's not. I'm just pointing out textually. It's not an answer to Vayelech Moshe. What is Vayelech? Where did he go? He went from the answers. Really, it's like strange. You understand what I'm saying? Like the Midrash is struggling with a problem. So the Midrash says the Vayelech is an allusion to his arguing with God about Eretz Yisrael, but it's still not pshat. I'm just pointing that out. It's not the pshat in the psukim. You can't say that's what Vayelech meant. You would say something else. You would say, I don't know, Moshe fought, Moshe argued, Moshe chalak, or I don't know. You understand what I'm saying?
Also,
I'm just pointing out what the Midrash very often does to fit in its message, even if the words, the translation doesn't fit.
I think it does.
Do you?
Yeah, because Vayelech is a physical going, and maybe he physically tried to go, and it didn't work.
Oh, you mean Vayelech Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu?
Yeah.
Went there, it's, I'm going, and there
went
was like this force field.
Said, and he physically tried, and he
really? I didn't see that in the Midrash. You think Moshe would do that? Sorry, God.
But it says
I'm doing it. I don't care what you say.
But what doesn't make sense to me is the structure of the passage. Mm-hmm. First, talks about
good.
And then it talks about the Yedaber et Hadvarim.
Very good. So according to the Peshat, what does it sound like to you? Very good. No, say, say it. Say what you're saying. Say what you're saying.
Just doesn't make sense.
Of course it does. What does it sound like he's doing?
He went somewhere.
What?
He
went to the people. Right. They
talked to them.
That's good. Very good. Let's leave. There's a couple of parshanim that we'll look at. One
maybe
second.
They didn't come to him. He went to them.
Look at the Ramban. If you have Ramban. Vayelech Moshe. Did you read that Ramban or Rashi?
Ramban.
Yeah, what can you do? Well, you had Rashi. They all translated Moshe went, right? Moshe went. Doesn't say what, though. Moshe went. Okay. Ramban. Kasher Hishlim Kol Devarav. When he finished his speech, Az Halchu Kol Nitzavim Lefanav. Remember we said Nitzavim? So all the people that were standing there, Halchu Lefanav. V'hataf V'anashim Ish L'Halav. Everybody went home. Speech is over. Everybody went home. V'lahutzach HaKatuv L'Hazkir Zeh. You don't have to mention this. Kikvar amara tem nitzavim hayom. Meaning, it was clear that they were all standing there. So you don't have to say when the speech is over. They went home. They all went home. Duh. Okay? Vayomer hakatuv ata. I skipped a little bit. The pasuk says now, ki Moshe halach mimachane leviya el machane Yisrael lechabdam. Moshe went from machane leviya. He lived in his machane leviya. He went to machane Yisrael lechabdam. What is lechabdam?
To honor them.
Kamishi Yirtzeh Lipater Mechaviro Uba Litol Reshut Mimenu. So I want you to know I'm leaving and I'm coming to receive permission. It's like a symbol of honor. Okay? It looks like similarly. Look at Ibn Ezra. Very similar. So you can look at Ramban. Usually it's not a Pashtun. What? Lamed Vav Yud Hey. No. Nice try though. Okay. Levi. Vayelech halach l'kol shevet v'hoshevet. Ibn Ezra says, he went to each shevet, l'hodiyah shehu met, to tell them he's dying, shelo yifachadu. That they should not be afraid. He says, I'm dying. But understand, B'nai Yisrael continue. Now, don't be afraid. You know, but there's something actually much more interesting if you think about it. If this is true, Vayelech, I think you're right. It sounds clear that Moshe went to B'nai Yisrael. If Moshe went to Bnei Israel, why is that unique and that didn't happen before? What was the relationship or the nature of the physical proximity between Moshe and the Jewish people? Think about what you know about the history. Why? So much so that what? Correct, they couldn't even look at him. Until this point...
Exactly.
This is the day of his death. Until this point, Moshe Rabbeinu always remained separate from them. He was on too high of a level. They couldn't even look at him. Remember, he would take off his mask. And even from the time that they got the second luchot, Moshe Rabbeinu says he took his tent and he pitched it away from Bnei Yisrael. So at the very end of his life, what does it mean to them that he comes to them? Like they were always used to Moshe Rabbeinu living in his tent the whole 40 years.
They can see what he's saying, that he's losing the ability to...
That's right. The very idea... I'm making this up, you can take it or leave it. The very idea of him coming to them, of him approaching them, of him breaching that chasm between them and him, implies he's no longer the Moshe Rabbeinu. This is no longer the Moshe that you knew.
The end of
their
leadership.
Well, their level, but
he's mortal.
He's reaching out his mortal, exactly.
It's his end of leadership.
Correct. You know, and that's Vayelech Moshe, very powerful. So I'll give you two more pshatim. Vayelech Moshe, okay, and then we'll go to Kliyakar. Vayelech Moshe, one second, to tell him he's dying. The Or HaChaim asks, okay, he says, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know he's going to die? Nobody knows you're going to die. So he says, Nira Lefarish, he says, they say, remember, anytime you see Or HaChaim, Or HaChaim is much more mystical. Remember, we learned Or HaChaim, what was it, last week, about the Neshamot, like that, okay? You're always going to find cool stuff like that, okay? Arba'im Yom Kodem HaPtira, 40 days before our death, Nishmat HaAdam Holechet Mimen. Person's soul goes, Umuvakeret Makom Chaniyata B'Makom Elyon. And visits, it checks out, you know, the new digs in Makom Elyon. It goes visit. It goes to the soul goes to visit. It seems 40 days. V'hatzadikim yakiru b'davar. Tzadikim, they can feel it. They can recognize that the nefesh has, you know, done the inspection, done the pilot trip, you know, for the next level. Okay, and that's why. And it says. There's this idea, I don't know if you ever heard of it. Do you guys ever go to a funeral, like a burial? Have you ever been to a burial? So after the funeral, some people have the minhag of calling out the person's name. Never heard that? Oh, you ever heard that? Some people will say, your name is Chaim Yankel Ben Moshe.
The dead person's name.
The dead person. Because the idea is your name is your essence. And a person dies, especially when they're buried, they're in a state of discombobulation, and their name and their identity gives them a sense of solace. It reminds them of who they are. He says that's what it means. Vayelech Moshe, Moshe went. Pirush, Ruach Chaim Shebo Shetikra Moshe, right? The spirit within that is called Moshe, meaning the essence of him, went. Halcha Kesedin Haragil, went to go visit. So it says, what do you mean by Yelech Moshe? Moshe went. Meaning he went before, 40 days ago. So then he knew. And therefore, Vayidaber is called Hadvarim Ha'ela. Take it or leave it. Just, you know, can't hide the mystical, cool, spiritual stuff. You know, like...
There's also a connection with birth, also. There's like 40 days before the conception. So it makes sense. I mean, you're boss.
No, it doesn't make sense. we have no idea what it means.
Yeah.
We just these are the kinds of things I share with you, and you just accept.
No, you're right. Born into, like, it's like you're born into this world, and then you're born into the world to come.
That's what
a baby is considered a real baby. Like you can't eliminate it when it's 40 days old.
Correct.
No?
Correct. 40 is always there.
Like,
sure.
So 40, you can ask.
The baby's not considered a viable soul, right? The baby's not considered viable until 40 days after conception. That's correct. So the idea of 40 is not a coincidental number. Absolutely not. I don't think it makes sense. I have no idea what it means, but I'm not going to tell you no. You know, how could you not? No, take it or leave it.
I'm sure it's all connected.
Yeah.
Comforting.
With the hate
that he's left, you know, he didn't spend with Aaron and Miriam or his wife and his children.
Miriam is already dead. Aaron's already dead.
Wait.
His sons are alive.
Wait,
one second. But it is Aaron's dead too.
Yeah.
But it is his life. They are his life. He invested his whole everything in him. And it's almost to his last breath. It's, you know, what more can I do? What else can I say to try to ensure that they do the right thing, that they make the right choice? And at some point, the answer is you have to let go. Nothing. One more pshat of Eilech Moshe, and then we'll go on. Okay. Look at if you have a Baal Haturim. Baal Haturim is like from the Baalei Atosafot. Mm-hmm. If you have it. He says something really weird. Vayelech Moshe on Aleph. Okay. On Vayelech Moshe. You have it? Le'el mine ketiv le'Avraham le'Yitzchak u'le'Yaakov. See, the last pasuk ended off. Remember I showed you the end of Nitzavim ended Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? To give the land, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And then it says Vayelech Moshe. Mesamich le Vayelech Moshe. Right next to there is the words Vayelech Moshe. Meaning... Shehalach aleihem, lahagid lahem, he went to them to tell them, ki kiyem hakadosh baruch hu shvuato, v'yichnis le'eretz Yisrael. that God fulfilled his oath and brought the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. Who's the Aleihem? Do you see it? Yeah. That Moshe, Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and told them, we fulfilled the promise. We're in Eretz Yisrael. Like they went in. And he says, Mikan, from this we learn, Shameti, Mistaprim, Zayim, Zay. That dead people can talk to each other. Well, he will be dead. Meaning, you can say that, Vayelech Moshe, it's not that he went right then. He went afterwards. Yeah, he went afterwards. Moshe went. Alright, don't be such a literalist. That's why you have Ibn Ezra. If you don't like that, doesn't have Ibn Ezra.
He didn't have Ruach HaKodesh anymore, so he was on his way.
He's on his way. Yeah, he's on his way. Okay, so you have all these, but what's interesting is, I gave you probably six different pshatim for Vayelech Moshe, and none of them make me happy. The only one that makes me happy is that Vayelech Moshe, too, he went to the people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's this, on this visceral level, like, he never did this before.
That's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? He never went to them. He never brought himself to them. And that's what we're going to go to the Kli Yakar on this.
Can
okay?
I just ask
yeah,
something?
Sure.
Can Vayelech Moshe, you know how you were saying that you name the person when they die? Could Vayelech Moshe be and his soul, Moshe's soul went?
To where? Yeah, that's exactly what Or HaChaim says. His soul went to go check out the new digs. And then the Baal HaTurim says, Vayelech Moshe, when he died, he went. But it's just so interesting that all these wacky pshatim, you know, wacky peyrushim.
40 days before, by Yelch Moshe.
Yeah, and he had gone. You know what I'm saying?
Take it or leave it. Did he physically speak to them, or did he saw God?
No, he physically went and spoke to them. But that was it was a huge deal for Moshe Rabbeinu to go, to extend himself to them, to go to them.
Like to make a Yoshua's
transition.
As the leader. People can see that Moshe is not Moshe Rabbeinu, as they knew him, and therefore following Yoshua is not such a bad thing. As in if Moshe died or Moshe got left behind as the Moshe Rabbeinu that
right.
left, it would be very difficult for the...
You could say that. You could say that. You could say that. Although, I just like that he wanted to reassure them. You know what I'm saying? That there, there's a lot to be said for that. That he went this extra measure, that he decided that he wanted to reach out to them in such a... it's an intimate way. You know what I'm saying? Could you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu showing up at your door?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, they talk about, like in the old year, in Europe, when the Rav would show up at your house, he would never do it. You know what I'm saying? We live in a different time where there isn't that hierarchy of division between authority figures and the rest of us. Everybody's the same. Well, like, you know, if the Rav would show up at your house, like, you know, the old stories of the shtetl, I would have come to you. Call me. I would have come to you. You know what I'm saying? And Moshe Rabbeinu to go out to the people, it's a final act, but it's a beautiful act. It's a symbolic act as well. Okay.
Closure.
Could be. Okay, Kli Yakar asked the same questions as everybody else. Yes, we're going to see a couple of things from the Kli Yakar. So we'll just mention who he is. Rabbeinu Shlomo Ephraim Reb Aaron. I think he's from Italy. I'm almost sure. 16th century, maybe? Okay. He asked the following question.
He is not here yet.
She'll tell me later. Okay. So he says he has two explanations for Vayelech Moshe. We're going to focus on the second Vayelech Moshe. Okay? So if you have it, it's on Tafkuf. Most of you don't. Mm-hmm. Pretty much the Shira does. Tafkuf Ayin Hey. See Tafkuf Ayin Hey where it says the Hasheni? Is that the second page? Right there. Hasheni Hu. Second paragraph. Can't miss it. Okay. I'll tell you the second reason. Why did Moshe go? Shiratza Moshe lizarzam al hatshuva. He wanted to lizarez otam. To quicken is not the right word. I'm thinking of the word. What?
To hasten.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Catalyze.
Catalyze. That's a good word.
I don't even know the word.
Catalyze. From your
catalyst.
Yeah, that's like a catalyst. Yeah, she's right. That's a good word.
I never heard it used that way.
I've never heard it as a
word. Me neither. Catalyst.
What did it say?
What?
Risk.
Ziruz, Rizut, Lizarez, Lizarzam, Alika Tshuva, Asher Ikarcha B'Dvarim, Shneemar, as it says, Kechu Imachem Dvarim. Anybody know the rest of the Pasuk? Kechu Imachem Dvarim, Beshuvu El Hashem. Take with you words, it's like a song. Take with you words, it's actually a Pasuk in Hosea, but you know, they made a song out of it, but it's not like, you know, Hosea borrowed it from, like, you know, Miami Boys Choir. Lekach ne'emar, therefore it says, Vayelech Moshe, Vayidaber et hadvarim ha'ele, okay? He went and he spoke these things to Kol Yisrael. And he says, okay? Alesh Yehud dibur kasheh shel musar. He spoke harsh words of musar, of rebuke. Velachein amru el kol Yisrael. So why did he go? Meaning, he had to go and bring them these words. It wasn't like it's a speech. It's one thing to give a speech. You give a speech while standing here today, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't enough. He had to physically go to them, extend himself to them, and try to get them to understand the importance of what he was talking about. This isn't just another speech. This is, you know, life and death. You know, like, I don't know if you guys have given speeches, but like after a while, good speech, Rabbi. Thank you so much. It was such a good speech. If only Yaakov was here, he really would have, you know, benefited from hearing that. Never got that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's almost,
you know,
like a quote of what's going on right now.
What? Right now?
What's
right now?
What's going on with the UN and?
Oh, we'll get to the UN in a second. Okay, next paragraph.
Tomorrow's result.
Here he says.
I
don't. Did they ask for the vote? Did they ask? They didn't even ask. Nobody knows what's going on. You know why nobody knows what's going on? The Arabs don't know what's going on. They haven't decided what to do. Ulufi she'en adam ru'eh chova le'atzmo le'olam. He says, look, nobody sees their own flaws. This is so deep, so true. V'chol chote v'rav meri le'olam lo yelechu el hachacham harofe le'bakesh tshufa le'machalato b'chol e'nefesh. He says, nobody goes to the chacham and says, I want you to tell me what my problems are so that I can fix them. You know what I'm saying? What?
That's
why we have spouses. Oh, yeah, great. Okay. How's that going? The halavai sheyishma bekaro elav hachacham haholech alav. Halavai, a person should hear the chacham who comes to him, umedaber al libo, and speaks to his heart, liftoto al derech tshuva. It's the job of the chacham, he says, to go to the people and liftoto, to entice them, to seduce them in words of tshuva. Al kein amar, therefore it says, Vayelech Moshe, Moshe went, Shehu halach me'ohel le'ohel el chol achad mi Yisrael. He went from tent to tent. Haya medaber al libo et hadvarim ha'elu, haynu inyanei ha'tshuva tula b'dvarim. He would go and speak, he says, you know, Moshe, what'd you come for? I had to talk to you about this. It's not just another speech. I needed to bring this matter to you. And one could suggest, I spoke about this, I gave a seminar, I have this, the seminar I do to Shevudu Mi girls. And they're speaking about, like, you know, great people have the ability, I truly believe this, to look at you and tell you what your issues are, what you're struggling with, you know what I'm saying? And obviously Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest of all of them, so if he was still able to do this, he could
nowadays,
go.
You think?
We don't know most of them, not most people, but yeah, I think that. I think
that. No,
I don't think it's Nevuah. I don't think it's necessarily Nevuah.
What?
What
is it?
Oof! Can you give me my backpack just for my? I have the source. I don't remember exactly where it is. In one of the source, I have my source sheets in here somewhere.
Intuition.
From this thing, we're gonna do. Here we are.
I'm very curious.
You're gonna mention a piece of this. What's that?
My husband's kind of against this. Like, he doesn't believe.
Okay. One second.
I don't know what you think.
Here we are. The Vilna Gaon says, the Vilna Gaon says this on Mishlei. Gaon Vilna.
Vilna Gaon says what?
Gra. Kshayu Nevi'im. This is actually a thing I do about individuality, trying to find your individual strengths. So he says the following. Kshayu Nevi'im, when there were prophets, Hayu holchim etzel hanaviim lidrosh et Hashem. They would go to the Navi. What does it mean, lidrosh et Hashem, to seek out God? What does that mean? I mean, you ask him your shilas? No, that's not what you didn't go to the Navi for Shilas, and you didn't go to the Navi to ask him the future. Hayah Navi Omer al pi mishpat hanevuah. The Navi, you'd use his prophecy. Darko asher yelech ba lefi shoresh nishmato ulefi teva gufo. The Navi would be able to look at you and your soul and your body and look at you and tell you which way, what's good for you, what's the proper path for you. Because his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to see into you. When there's no more nevuah, that's what you ask. Yesh ruach HaKodesh b'Yishael. There is such a thing as ruach HaKodesh. V'ish atzato yodienu ech lehitnahe. My only question is, atzato yodienu, each person, his etzah, yodienu, will get this proper etzah, how to behave. The only problem is, what's the trick? Who's got the ruach HaKodesh? I guarantee you, the people who tell you they have ruach HaKodesh and take money to do it, don't. I promise you that. You know what I'm saying? That's you have to write that down. All right. Anyway, so you can have the sheet. You can take it.
Really?
Yeah, take it. That's fine. So Moshe went, but that's the idea. Moshe went to the people. He wanted to reach out to them, and I think that he went to them and he sat with them as much as possible. I don't know how many people you can get to in one day. You know what I'm saying? Right, but.
Maybe it was a long day.
The idea that Moshe came. Could you imagine if you heard Moshe Rabbeinu like, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu was at the Bahav's house. I'm going over. Bye. Yeah.
Almost like a role reversal. All this time that Israel needed Moshe and he led them. And now he needs them.
Well, he's still leading them, but he has something so important to say.
It's almost like he needs them more to like get this off.
Okay, let's read on. Now the Kadakar comes to our time of the year, the Tshuva. V'ulai hu, he says, inyan ha-shalom. He says, this is the matter of shalom. What?
Not getting to the point yet.
Finally.
No, shalom.
Oh, no, it's not the shalom that we talk about all the time. You should just know, when the Torah talks about shalom, never talks about shalom between Am Yisrael and their neighbors. Never talks about it. The idea of shalom...
Control
other people. No. You know what shalom is? The idea of shalom in the Torah is if you see it, you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, V'natati shalom me'oy veichem. One second. If I have enemies, how am I have shalom? Shalom means you have security. You have peace in yourself. Doesn't mean they're not going to hate you. Of course they're going to hate you. We represent something. There's this notion today that everyone has to get along. Sure, everyone will get along. You know when shalom will happen? Bayom ahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. When everybody understands that what we're doing is trying to bring the world to a greater place, then there'll be shalom because everybody will say, you're right, help us. But until then, what, we're supposed to not do what we are? We're not supposed to represent our essence? We're supposed to give up who we are because other people happen not to like that idea? Sorry, that's not shalom. So this notion of shalom, peace, everyone gets along, I'll give a little, you give a little, That's not a Jewish idea. You represent your essence, and people respect you. And if they don't, Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect you. That's shalom. So the shalom the Kli Yakar is talking about is not that. Not us enemies. Shalom means internal shalom. Internal shalom is essential. It's critical. It's what Kadosh Baruch Hu looks for. This is shalom. He says, interesting. What does shalom have to do with tshuva? Like, what's the connection? Shedarshu ala pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Bakesh shalom ve'radfeu." Right? Mi ha'ish chafetz chayim oyvim yamenetom. It's in there somewhere. Bakesh shalom ve'radfeu. Right? It's in one of those. Ki hashalom eino kishar mitzvot. Shalom is not like other mitzvot. Ki kol shar mitzvot ketzitzit umezuza vechala. All the other mitzvot im tabol yadcha tamuchuyav la'asota. If it happens, go for it. Aval enata mechuyav lachzor acharei. You don't have to seek it out. Aval hashalom, ata mechuyav lachzor acharei. But you have to go reach out, seek out peace. V'yesh li ten tam b'davar, ma mishtana shalom yoter mikol shar mitzvot shebetorah. Why in the world is shalom different? Okay, if the shalom comes upon me, then okay, I'll make peace. But if not, I won't. Why is it different? V'yavo al nachon im nomar. I think we should say. I'm on the very bottom. See where I am? The last line. Shalom ze hu la'asot shalom Ben Yisrael le'avihem shebashamayim al yedei tshuva. It's not the shalom you thought about. It's shalom between you and the Ribono shel Olam. When you, you know, like, you get into, what does it mean to get into a fight with your neighbor? I want something, and she wants something else. And so since we disagree, there's this friction between us. I do one thing that annoys her, that's a lack of shalom, a lack of discord. So it's the same thing between you and the Ribono shel Olam. He wants you to do X, Y, Z. You do A, B, C. There's no shalom. There's no, what is obviously shalom.
Shlemut.
Right, there's no shleimut between you and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's the essence of tshuva. Ve'al kein, therefore, ata tzarich lachzor acharav mishnei tzadim. You must seek it out in two ways. Im mitzad shachote lo yasim asham benafsho le'olam. He says, nobody wants to see his own sins. Not only don't we want to see our own sins, very often we're unable to see our own sins. Eino ro'eh chove la'atzmo le'olam. He doesn't see his own faults. Alken, tzarich ata lachzor acharav, ki lo yachzor hu acharecha. You must seek him out, because he will not seek you out. It's unclear who the you and the he is. Right? Are you the chacham? Are you the leader? Are you just anyone? Because remember, we're not talking about bein adam l'chavero. We're not talking about somebody I had a fight with. We're talking about, I see someone who's fighting with the Ribono shel Olam. And he's not going to stop fighting because he can't see it. He's unable to, and he's unwilling to. So you have to seek that person out. Vayelech Moshe. Chachamim amru, he says, one second. Im mitzad, he says, she'ata tzarich et zeh shalom. He says, what do I need that for? Like, I'm going to go to Miriam Abrams and tell her, Miriam, you know, I've been noticing a few problems you've been having in your relationship with your friends. Really? What do I need that for? He says, why? We need the shalom. Ki kol Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh. No, I need her to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I need her peace. We're all responsible for one another. V'chachamim amru, gdola tshuva she'afilu bizman she'yachid asa'a mochlin lo u'lechol la'olam kulo. There's another. Oh, give me the sheet for a second. Another idea of tshuva. Right? Very famous concept in tshuva, says the Rambam. Tana Ramanan. That's not the Rambam. It's the Gemara in Kedushin. The Rambam is based on it. Lo'olam yireh adam atzmo ki'ilu chetzio chayav v'chetzio zakai. You all heard this before? A person should always see himself as if he's not half full, half empty. Half chayav, obligated. Chayav what? No. Yeah, death. Bad. Chayav. Guilty. Chayav, half zakai. Half meritorious. They don't really translate to guilty and innocent. Chayav is guilty. Zakai is not innocent. Zakai is zoche. Meritorious. Good.
Worthy.
Asa mitzvah achat. Did one mitzvah. Hashrav. Lucky you. Shikri atzmo lekav zchut. Right? Because he pushed himself over. It's, by the way, very hard to do. To see yourself halfway. Asa aveira achat. You do one aveira. Oy lo, bad. Shikri atzmo lekav chova. One sinner can lose a lot of good. The Gemara continues. That's one opinion. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Omer. He says, no. It's not you. It's not just about you. It's the whole world is judged on the majority. Majority rules. It's a democracy. And the individual also is based upon his majority. Asa mitzvah achad. So therefore, you do one mitzvah. Ashrav. Good for you. Why? Shichriya et atzmo ve'et kol ha'olam lekaf zchut. You pushed yourself and the whole world to kaf zchut. Avar aveira achad. You do one sin. Oy lo. Bad. Shichriya et atzmo ve'et kol ha'olam lekaf chova. You push not only yourself, you push the whole world lekaf chova. Shne'emar, as it says, same pasuk. Chote echad, where are we? Ya'abei tova harbei. One sin can cause a lot of destruction. Bichvil ched yichidi sha'asa lo, because you did one sin, ibeid bimenu umikol ha'olam tova harbei. You and the whole world lost a lot of good. Do we really see ourselves in that way? And I'm saying, comes the Kliyakar and says, a very deep idea. Vayelech Moshe. Moshe said, I have to go to them. Why do I have to go to them? Because I can't say, you know, Rosh Hashanah is really all about me. Me and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, me and the Baruch Shalom. I'll do my tshuva. Hopefully everybody else will do theirs. What do you mean, hopefully everybody else will do theirs? You have a responsibility to seek out peace. Bakesh Shalom v'radfehu. Seek it out. V'radfehu. What peace are you trying to seek out? So we always interpreted this pasuk as seek out peace between me and my fellow man. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to, like, you know, insult your cake, and it was a good cake in the end, and it was delicious, and everybody should eat your cake. You know, that's what we think peace is. No.
Piece of cake.
It was good. Don't leave this here. Okay. What's real peace? Bakesh Shalom, says Kli Yakar, seek out peace between you, between your friend and the Ribono Shel Olam. Third party. Like, you know, kind of like Aaron HaKohen, he was Ohev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom. He was not Ohev Shalom between himself and other people. He was Ohev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom between parties B and C. Very tricky. I'll just give an example. And this is not something, that is easy to do. Not something that's easy to do, and you would only do it in a way, I think, that is similar to the Vayelech Moshe of Moshe Rabbeinu, in this kind of intimate and personal kind of way. Just I'll share. I got an email, I would say a month ago. We had a Shabbat, family Shabbat, and after the Shabbat, it was like a lot of people. I don't know, have you ever had those family Shabbatot where there's like a million people? And like, no, you never had that? What? Oh, you have a very small family. And like, our house isn't the biggest house, and people were jumping all over the place. And afterwards, I got an email from a relative of mine. And the email started and said, like, this is very hard to send to you, but like, there were things that you did that really make me concerned. So, yeah, that's what she said. And like, it takes such guts to write an email like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can imagine when she's like, she thought 100 times whether to send it or not. And but I know her, and I know her well, and she cares about me a lot. And she said it. She said, I wouldn't say these things if I wasn't, you know, if I didn't, you know. And but she was totally right. Because while, like, you're sort of aware that, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that or said that or acted that way, you don't see yourself the way everybody else sees you. Like, it's so true. You know what I'm saying? Think about the people in your life. So obvious what they have to fix about themselves. You don't think that they think that about you?
No, Matt, it's just that on yourself you don't see a flat.
Not a thing.
Someone else you see a horse.
Hold on, we'll get to that in a second.
But you're very good and open.
What?
Right, you're very good and open
about sharing that. I didn't tell you what it was about.
Accepting tochacha.
No.
What?
Who is she to tell me this? Who does she think she is?
But she knows you're not like that.
What?
But she wrote it to you because she knew you would be receiving.
She did. What?
You're not supposed to give musar to someone that won't accept it.
She wrote it. You know what, though? There's a problem, and I think the Kliyak is handing on a problem. You're not supposed to give musar unless someone will accept it. So what happens in the end? We never end up doing it. We never end up taking that leap of extending ourselves, of doing the vayelech, and sitting down with the person in their tent and saying to themselves, this is really, you know, friendship comes from people taking risks. You know, it's not really a friendship if, like, oh, you're like, I only, it's easy for me. Friendship comes from people saying, I care about you enough to say this to you. It's because if I didn't care about you, I would let you, you know, wallow in your, I don't know, annoyingness in your, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you really have to, like, I would let you sin. I don't care. It's your problem. The hard thing is to have the omets, the guts, to say, and I'm not going to risk this friendship, but to say, to find the way to articulate it in the way that's meaningful to a person.
Moshe Rabbeinu, the people are not going to turn around and say, well, you know, if
if you were in my position, or if you're this, or if you're that. It was Moshe Rabbeinu. That's like almost his job.
Really?
Maybe the people would turn around and say that. I don't know. But
sure they would. They do it all the time.
Ourselves to Moshe Rabbeinu, that we can go to someone and say, we can see what you're doing and the negative, and how it's negatively affecting your relationship with Hashem.
I don't think I would come across and say it necessarily that way. Like, I see you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu aren't really getting along that well. You know what I'm saying? But it's coming from that place. It's coming from that place. I'm not saying that the person, again, like, you think you have reasons why not to do it.
No, I'm saying you can't not accept that message.
Yeah, of course, the Moshe Rabbeinu came to you, but if your friend did, that, I'm saying you're giving a reason why we shouldn't do it. And I'm saying that we have, if we see, what? There's always a reason. If we see ourselves as really responsible for one another, and I care about the well-being of my fellow man, or my friend, the person that I care about very much, I should find a way, and that person also should see it as what it is. I'm not saying this is easy, okay? And so that's what he says. It says, "Kamo shalom zeh mesaveb tshuva, chayav kol adam lachzor acharav, ken asa Moshe." Every person has a responsibility, lachzor acharav, to seek it out, to try and bring about this idea of tshuva. And obviously he says also there is the idea of ish l're'ehu, a man and his fellow man. Without a doubt, that's, of course, you're supposed to apologize and reach out. But imagine what it's a tremendous chesed to say to a person, to be able to help them to find what's really bothering them.
They know that it's there.
No, they don't. They know it's there, but they don't know what it is.
They don't necessarily want to deal with it.
Correct. When she said, when I got that email from this relative of mine, it was obvious that what she was saying is true. It was clear. It wasn't like a question.
And it gave you an opening to either reach out and say, that person helped me with this,
right,
or suggestions. And as much when somebody opens that door for you, you can go through it.
No.
Versus opening the door yourself.
No.
So
no.
It is a question.
Okay, so the Kliyaker goes on. I have 5 minutes. He goes on. There's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in Parshat Vayelech of Hakel. So what's the mitzvah of Hakel? Just going to do it very briefly. Every 7 years, during the end of the Shemitah cycle, all the Jewish people come together and they read Sefer Dvarim. On what day? Anybody know? Sukkot. On Shmini Atzeret? No, in Chol HaMoed. Anyway, I'm not sure. So he says, very interesting. The Kliyaker says very beautifully, why on Sukkot? Sukkot is known as the day, the first day that you have to worry about sin. Why? Because up to Yom Kippur you did tshuva. During Yom Kippur and Sukkot, you're busy with your lulav and your sukkah. No time for sins. So on Sukkot, you finally have time to relax and you have time to sin. So he says, but on Sukkot, we focus on the Arba Minim, and the very famous allusion of the Arba Minim, that we need all of Bnei Israel to come together. All kinds of Jews have to come together. Okay? He says, Val Zehamar, I'm reading Kliyakar, you can look it out later, on Pasuk Yud Aleph. Shikurata Torashi, again, Neged Kol Yisrael of Aznehem. Okay, he says neged. You read it corresponding opposite them and in their ears. Atzalomar haTorah haMitnagedet liYisrael. The Torah that corresponds mitnagedet. It goes opposite them. It tries to correct them. VaAmira baZnehem beRemez. It's telling you to speak in their ears. Okay. One second. When Moshe Rabbeinu said Eilah HaDvarim, Moshe gave them rebuke. The Eilah HaDvarim was rebuke, but it wasn't direct rebuke. It was Eilah HaDvarim in a remez. It alluded to Achad HaSayom Mechorev, Derech HaSayir, Ad Kadesh Barnei. If you look at the very beginning of Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say you sin such and such and such and such. He alludes, he sort of refers, and they got the picture. Okay? Shetzarich HaMochiach, he who rebukes, Ledaber beremez min hachet shechata bo, eiz ish prati. You don't come out and say, you know, you're really a terrible person. It's not going to work. You have to say it be'ofen shelo yikanes hadavar ki'im be'aznav. You have to say it in a way that will be heard by the person. V'lo yavinu bo'acherim mipnei kvodo shedev sha'asa Moshe. In a way that other people aren't going to hear. Meaning, obviously, like you said, tochecha is a tricky thing. Very, very tricky thing. You know, you have to know how to do it. But I think sometimes we're so afraid of doing it wrong. Oh, nobody knows how to do it. No, we don't do it at all. When in fact, it's the most dear thing a person can do. Say, I see you've been struggling with this, and I struggled with this too. And let me show you how I handled it, and maybe you could tell me how you handled it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times do we see our friends? Not all. We see people, like, you know, we see it all the time, and they just, like, in things that they do with their children, and mistakes they make. We all make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. But you see it, you're at their house, the Shabbos, it's like so obvious. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to say anything. Really? You really want them to, you know, continue to yell at their kids? Because you don't want to say anything? And they're going to suffer and feel terrible about it? And you're going to suffer and feel terrible about it? You know, just, there's this book that I've been using. It's really helped me, you know, try to discipline my kids in a positive way. Like, I'd like to lend it to you. Who isn't struggling with that? You know, they're going to take it and say, and be insulted? Who do you think you are? And it depends how you say it. In so many areas, in so many different areas of life, obviously the Tokusha is sensitive, but it says the Kliyakar. It's so interesting. We never think about Shalom in that way. How often do we think, oh, Shalom is like, you know, the Palestinians. Don't worry. Let somebody else worry about that. Shalom between me and my friend. True. We never think of Shalom in the way that he says it. Shalom of my friend, between my friend and her relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's true shalom. Because when she finds that tshuva, when she does that tshuva, right, she really has shleimut. And that shleimut isn't just for her, but for him. It's for all of us. Food for thought as we enter into Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Again, pray for the refuah shleima right now of Miriam, Leah, Adrei Zaldina, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring her and all of us true shalom. Amen.